Shout it loud, hallelujah. As many people as want to march into their place of bridge, let them shout it louder, hallelujah. The Bible says, God is fearful in praises. For the next few minutes, I want you to sing this song of praises from your heart. The louder you sing your own song, the better. The Bible says God inhabits the praises of his people. There is somebody here this morning, you will sing these songs of praises. And the earthquake of deliverance shall be released to bring you uncommon breakthroughs. Let nobody's voice be louder than you as to praise the Lord in this song. Be thou exalted, O Lord, above thy name.
Be thou exalted, O Lord, above. Let your glory be upon all the earth. Let your glory be upon all the earth.
Sing it loud and clear.
Be thou exalted, O Lord, above all heaven. Be thou exalted, O Lord.
Sing it again! awesome God, the mighty God.
I will praise your name. You are the awesome God, the mighty God. I will praise your name.
Awesome God,
you are the awesome God, the mighty God. I will praise your name. You are the awesome God, the mighty God. I will praise your name.
Awesome God,
you are the awesome God, the mighty God. I will praise your name. You are the awesome God, the mighty God.
I will praise your name. Thank you, Jesus. Listen very carefully. This is a very special month, and the Lord is set to do wonderful things. There are seven groups of people here this morning. That announcement has come from heaven that your miracles can no longer wait. Number one, those who have been recording failures where they should succeed. Something will happen here this morning that will change their lives forever. Number two, those are the enemies initiating satanic revival against their marital lives. That revival shall be quenched this place today. In the name of Jesus. Number three, those who have been pushed to the wall by pursuing enemies, power will change hands today. And the pursuer shall become the pursued. Number four, those who have been wondering, when will my deliverance come? For how long is this going to be going on? I have a word to you from heaven. That the Lord whom you seek, who is the God of the suddenly, shall suddenly come into your temple. Number five, those who have been fighting cleverly concealed warfare. Warfare that they cannot discuss with anybody. Silent battles. All those silent battles, they are forces of Pharaoh. That Pharaoh that you have seen today, you shall see them no more. Number six, those who are being manipulated by witchcraft powers. The powers manipulating your life, your breakthrough, shall be buried alive at this program. Thank you, Jesus. And finally, those who have been battling with strange infirmities. All of a sudden, those infirmities have gathered themselves, and they shall go back to where they came from. Now, with the voice of a warrior, you will sing this song. As you are singing this song, you'll be using your two hands to clear the cloud from your head, so that any power that is assigned to block your heavens will be cleared away. You'll be doing that one as you are singing this song. Answer by fire, answer by fire, answer by fire, by fire, answer by fire, answer by fire. Answer by fire, answer by fire, answer by fire. Clear the heavens over your head. Clear it
shaken up, be shaken up.
Answer by fire. Just continue clearing it, clear it. Masse kapota rikanda, riba sempende. Every power making the heavens of anyone here to become brass, every cloud of darkness on the heavenly of anyone here, clear away, 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 clear away. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Silence now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. All eyes closed and concentrate your attention on Jesus. Within the next few seconds, a powerful wind of the Holy Spirit will blow upon this place. When it blows upon this place, those who are here this morning and you are always failing at the edge of breakthroughs, that wind will blow upon you. Amen. When it blows upon you, you may not be able to stand on your feet. Don't worry. There are some people here too. Very soon that wind of the Holy Ghost will blow upon them. And that chain that has been binding your hand and your legs from the maximum breakthrough that God wants for you shall be shaken off. When that wind is blowing, you may not be able to stand. Don't worry. Also, the third time the wind will blow here, it will blow upon those who are going about with witchcraft-sponsored infirmities. And infirmities that have defied medicine. They may not be able to stand on their feet as the wind blows upon them. But by the time they come up, the infirmity will have gone back to the senders. Something is happening over here. And that wind is coming. And that wind is coming. Now it's blowing. Yes, that's the power of God coming upon you. Something is happening here. This is the second time the wind is blowing again. Yes, today is today. This is the month of March. You must trample upon every serpent and scorpion. Something is still happening over there. This is the third time the wind is blowing. Masekatenda ya boshendera bakantia. Ribosopola kaya boshendera basanta. Bakantia. Ribosopola kaya boshendera basanta. Silence, beloved. As a sister over there, something is pushing down your stomach. Those are the powers that have been battling you for years. Push them out right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Silence. I see a woman in this garden today. Actually, you are hiding your identity. Don't want people to know that you are here. Although you are hiding your identity, you are not hidden before God. I have a word for you from the Lord. That for which you have come here, within the next 48 hours, you shall have your testimony. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for a time like this. And we praise the holy name for your mighty hand of power and strength. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Father, we pray this day that you specially open our understanding. And the purpose of which you have brought us here today shall be fulfilled by fire. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Glory be to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. A louder amen. Shout a loud hallelujah. Let's have a seat. God bless you. In Exodus chapter 1, breaking the power of the taskmasters. Breaking the power of the taskmasters. Exodus chapter 1, I read from verse 8. Exodus chapter 1, from verse 8. Breaking the power of the taskmasters. Exodus 1:8. Now there arose up a new king over Egypt, which knew not Joseph. And he said unto his people, behold, the people of the children of Israel are more and mightier than we. So shall you be more and mightier than your enemies in the name of Jesus. Verse 10. So come on, let us deal wisely with them. Lest they multiply, and it come to pass that when there falleth out any war, they join also unto our enemies and fight against us, and so get them up out of the land. So what did they do? Therefore, they did set over them taskmasters to afflict them with their burdens. And they built for Pharaoh treasure cities, Pithom and Ramses. They appointed unto them taskmasters. The children of Israel lived under wicked taskmasters in a strange land. The taskmasters did not care about the groanings, the crying, the grumblings, and the complainings. They made life horrible for the Israelites in that place. Who is a taskmaster? A taskmaster is a slave driver, a dominator, a bully, tyrant, somebody who rigorously deals with a person and supervises a person. And these people harassed the Israelites. But the truth is this: the real taskmasters, the real oppressors, they're not the physical Egyptians themselves, but the Egyptian gods. And so when God wanted to deliver them from bondage, it was to those spiritual taskmasters Moses was sent to. He had to cut off the God behind them so that they would be powerless. Once the power behind your problem is melted away, the problem too dies. Because behind every problem is a spiritual force. I'm praying for somebody here that every power behind your problems shall be buried alive. Let your amen be loud and clear. Let your amen roar like fire. So it's a principle of the Almighty to deal with the gods behind the physical taskmasters. To deal with the power behind the problem. Elisha prayed that God should open the eyes of his servant so that he can see that those who are with him are more than those who are with them. So there are some forces behind Elisha. There are some forces also behind the enemy. But the servant could not see into the spirit realm to understand that he had no cause to fear. But those who were with them were more than those who were with the enemy. The same way the Bible says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I pray one more time for somebody here. Every stubborn, unrepentant power behind your problems shall be buried alive. In the name of Jesus. The major or master principality in Egypt, the highest god in the land, was the god of Pharaoh, which is represented by the serpent. And so the first thing Moses dealt with was that serpent power right at the court of Pharaoh. Moses now began to deal with the gods of Egypt one by one. And when he got to a level, he took the battle to the heavenlies. The world is not a playground. It is a hot battlefield. The Bible didn't say it is grammar or degree that will make you to survive. The Bible says be strong in the Lord. The world is not a playground, it's not a picnic arena, it's a battleground. In that battle of life, you cannot be neutral, you must fight. You'll be a celebrated idiot if you say, well, because I've not done evil to anybody, nobody can do evil to me. So after all, I'm kind to everybody, so nobody can be wicked to me. It's a liar. Jesus did not harm anybody. Yet they nailed him on the cross. Satan has a highly organized kingdom with headquarters in the second heaven. So as it is, whether you have been told or you've not been told, you either fight or you perish. You need to understand this very well. Doesn't matter what they've been teaching you. You either fight or you perish. There is no neutrality in the battle of life. And the two most effective weapons of the enemy is ignorance and discouragement. There is plenty of monumental ignorance amongst Christians. And because of our ignorance, the enemy preys on us and cheats us. Please try and understand it so that when I say you should start praying, you will know that we are fighting against an enemy that does not grant freedom. It must be demanded. It is you who talk about sabbatical and annual leave. The enemy does not go on sabbatical. The enemy has no annual leave. The enemy is an obstinate fighter. And we only yield what it must yield. This is why the Bible says, the Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. That's why the Bible says, we wrestle. Not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So Christians are not civilians. They are soldiers. We are soldiers of the cross. Try and understand this now. The only language the enemy understands is violence. Violence and total defeat. Try and understand this right now. And just as the magicians in Egypt imitated God's power in the days of Moses, the devil still counterfeits the power of God today. So the devil has some powers. The enemy has some powers. We do not teach people that the devil, enemy has no power. But we teach that God has a greater power. No one is excused from the battle of life. And the more colorful your destiny, the harder your battle. The enemies of our soul, they have no mercy. So you have no business showing mercy to the power that wants to destroy your soul. When fighting dark powers, there is no decency, there is no civilization. Fight crudely. The time for civilized prayer is gone. The time for sanitized prayer is gone. This is the time for violent, acidic prayers. However, your battle becomes very hard when you are contending with spiritual taskmasters. That is, the power has been set over your case. That see to it, this person does not succeed. See to it, that this one does not marry. See to it, that this one does not prosper. See to it. See to it. I'm praying for somebody here that any taskmaster assigned to frustrate your destiny shall die in the name of Jesus. Let your amen be loud and clear. The taskmasters, they operate in two departments. The department is divided clearly in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 49. They work in two departments, as written in Isaiah chapter 49, verse 25. Isaiah 49:25. What does say the Lord? Even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. For I will contend with him that contended with thee. And I will save thy children. Not only that, and I will feed them that oppress thee with their own flesh. And they shall be drunken with their own blood. As with sweet wine. And all flesh shall know that I, the Lord, am thy Savior and thy Redeemer, the mighty one of Jacob. The two departments of the taskmasters are hereby identified. One is called the mighty. The second one, the terrible. The mighty, the terrible. The mighty and the terrible. It's a dangerous thing to be in the custody of these two powers. I've seen a lady being beaten by some strange animals. And you could see blood all over her body. But you cannot see the powers biting her. She's screaming, shouting. You could see fresh bites on the body. And she's running all over the place. Sometimes running on the floor. But the powers kept biting her. That's the power of the terrible. The power of the terrible. The power of the mighty. Because a particular person is going to have a breakthrough. They don't mind killing all the helpers just to get at one person. I pray for somebody here today that the powers of the mighty and the powers of the terrible that have been pursuing your destiny shall not see tomorrow. Let your amen be loud and clear. I shared this with you before. It was a girl's school. The school was not doing well. It kept failing and failing and failing in the final exam. The teachers were working hard, but the students were failing. And the failure started about 4 years. They were doing well until 4 years to that time. They could not discern what the problem was. One day, one girl got born again in that school. That particular night, she knelt down in the guest dormitory to pray. As she knelt down to pray, she noticed that a strange bird flew into the dormitory. And immediately the strange bird flew into the dormitory. All the girls sleeping there seemed to change their gear of sleeping. Those who were not snoring before began to snore. And the whole environment looks uncomfortable. Even so uncomfortable that the girl who was trying to pray herself was feeling that something was wrong in her body. So she stood up, saw this bird flying about in the dormitory. So she just took something to wipe the bird down. She just took the bird and put it into one of their desk lockers and locked it up. Immediately she did that. There was calm all over the dormitory. Then she could pray too. So she started praying. She prayed. Went to bed at 3 a.m. By 6 a.m., the wake-up bell was ringing to wake up the girls in the dormitory. All the girls in the dormitory woke up apart from one girl that refused to wake up. So they called the teachers. This girl is not waking up. So the teachers came. They shook her. She did not wake up. They pinched her. She did not wake up. They dragged her down from the bed. She just landed on the floor and continued sleeping. Somebody recommended cold water. They poured cold water on her. She was still sleeping. The teachers were now getting perplexed. They could not proceed to even start the school assembly. They were on her. The principal, the vice principal, all the teachers were now there looking at this girl who refused to wake up. But she was breathing. They were perplexed. Then this girl who was praying in the night now came and said, excuse me, sir. In the night while I was praying, there was a strange bird that flew into this dormitory. They were not interested. We say somebody refused to wake up. You're talking about birds. But one teacher said, okay, what about it? Why is the bed? So I locked it up somewhere there. I said, go. Let's see. She opened this locker. The bird was still alive. The bird flew up. Flew straight. Landed on the face of this girl who refused to wake up. Pegged her head 3 times. The bird disappeared. And the girl woke up. The teachers were shaking. One of them actually urinated into her skirt. So she said, this is the kind of students we're teaching here. She woke up. It was then they brought in the pastors. That's how I got to know about it. It was then that school began to do well. When a taskmaster moves into an environment, it will aggressively arrest the progress of the place. Sometimes it is done by what the Bible calls the mighty. Sometimes it's carried out by what the Bible calls the terrible. By the mighty, we mean the forceful, the powerful, the enormous, strong forces that scare potential helpers. Powerful darkness that is so difficult to penetrate. By the mighty, we're talking about powers contesting with your helper angels. We're talking about powers that will be arguing with deliverance ministers. I prayed with somebody recently, and a voice spoke from her mouth. That man of God, leave this woman alone. Because you were not there when her uncle handed her over. Why do you want to get involved now? Leave her alone. For we're determined to destroy her, destroy her marriage, destroy her business, destroy her children. Those are the voices of the taskmasters. I pray for somebody here. Every satanic voice saying no to your breakthrough shall scatter unto desolation. They shall scatter. 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 In the name of Jesus. The mighty represents powers that threaten your would-be helpers. Powers that will threaten those who want to deliver you. They are the Goliath-like and feral forces. Forces that scare small prophets and scares native doctors. They scare small prophets, they scare native doctors. We're talking about high-level parental witchcraft. We're talking about multiple spirit husbands, multiple spirit wives. We're talking about the aggressive strong man. The mighty as a taskmaster. Some of you might have heard me sharing this testimony. And I'm sure the woman will be in this program. When I used to know this woman, she used to be very fat. Fat woman. But that day that I met her under the bridge somewhere, she had become a thin woman. I almost did not recognize her. I said, madam, what went wrong? She tried the story. She break down and cry. She tried the story. She break down and cry. Eventually, she was able to tell me the story. After 16 years of marriage and 5 children, the husband came home one day and said, a prophet told me that you're a witch. And you're the one stopping my progress. So therefore, pack your load and leave. The woman said, no. I cannot leave. We built this place together. But the man said, okay, if you don't want to live peacefully, you will live violently. So what did the man do? He hired a satanic prophet and gave the prophet a room in their flat facing Madame's room. Every morning when she wakes up, dead hen, dead goat by her door. And she could hear the man in the night calling her name. So they would call her name and say, hey, run mad. In a very, very flat. But all that, she was still trying to, she was managing to survive. When she sees the goat and the hen in the morning, she would say, blood of Jesus, and go across and go away. What now began to affect her was this. She ran to her church to seek for help. She went to the head of the prayer warriors. That this is happening, that is happening. And the prayer warrior leader said, no problem, we're coming. We'll come and hold an all-night prayer meeting in your house. She was happy. The day of the all-night prayer meeting came, and the head of prayer warrior came. When she entered into the flat, she saw dead goat, dead hen, fresh blood by Madame's door. She said, is it the man that put this thing here? I said, yes, that's what I see every day, fresh one. My woman now said, sorry, the Spirit of God said, we should not do the vigil here. We should go and do it in the church. The woman said, but this is where the problem is. Let's do it here. I said, no, church. And the prayer warriors walked out. As they were going, she said, okay, is it church? Oh, wait for me, I'll follow you. She followed them. On the way again, the leader of the prayer warriors said, thus said the Lord, don't follow us. So cleverly, the prayer warriors ran away. That was what now got her down. Nowhere to run to again. I'm praying for somebody here. Any power that has pushed you to the wall shall be buried alive today. Let your amen be loud and clear. So she was telling me these stories. She now said, sir, now insult upon injury. My husband said, I should be cooking for this prophet. And I will keep cooking for him. I said, madam, wait. What did you say just now? He said, I cook for the prophet. Hey, you cook for the prophet? Listen to me. No problem. When Mercy cook his food, say, fire of God, blood of Jesus, enter into this food and give it to him. Amen. So I entered my car and I was about to go away. Say, is that all? Say, that's all. You won't pray for me. Say, prayer is not necessary. Say, Say, go and do what I ask you to do. So she went home. It was time for the man to eat. He prepared a good eba and a goosey soup and began to pray. What I told her was fire of God, blood of Jesus. But when she got the food, she called fire. She called thunder. She called lightning. She called brimstone. She called pepper. Amen. And she gave it to the man to eat. And the man made a holy mistake. He swallowed the food. After that food, the man began to complain. This place is too hot. This house is too hot. Madam said, but the air conditioner is on. Say, yes, I know, but this place is hot. Everywhere is hot. The air conditioner is blowing hot breeze. Madam said, okay, the police in the coldest. Say, even this coldest is still hot. By the next day, the satanic prophet had fled. And that was how God restored her home. I'm praying for somebody here. Anyone who is undergoing a journey in order to destroy you. Anyone who is consulting any evil power against you shall be totally disgraced. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The mighty as a taskmaster. Now the terrible too as a taskmaster. When we say terrible, we mean formidable in nature, causing intense fear, extremely bad, frightful, shocking, lion-like enemies, severe and fierce enemies, furious and violent enemies, horrible and terrifying enemies. That's the terrible as a taskmaster. Beloved, those are the two powers we need to deal with here today. Fortunately, we have the promise of Scripture. So, but thus say the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. For I will contend with them that contended with thee. And they that oppress thee, they shall eat their own flesh and drink their own blood. If you believe that, let your amen be loud and clear. Breaking the power of the taskmasters. What are the powers of the taskmasters? Drinkers of blood and eaters of flesh. The vampire spirits and the cannibal spirit. Those spirits delighting in shedding the human blood. What are the forces of the taskmasters? They are the witchcraft powers, the familiar spirit, the occultic powers, the star hunters, the iron-like strong man, the spirit of infirmity. Those are the taskmasters. Taskmasters. The ancestral demons. The Bible names for them. Because the Bible has names for them. The Bible talks about snare of the fowler. The Bible talks about noisome pestilence. The Bible talks about terror by night. The Bible talks about arrow that flies by day. The Bible talks about pestilence that walketh in darkness. The Bible talks about destruction that wasted at noonday. The Bible talks about the lion and the adder. It talks about the long young lion and the dragon. Those are the forces of the taskmasters. Once they say somebody cannot do certain things, they won't allow the person to do it. One man was oppressed by those powers. he did the first marriage. All of a sudden, one day, the wife woke up at night and strangulated the two children to death. And after that, she killed herself. Man woke up to find the wife and two children dead. Very soon, got married again. Now, three children. One day, the wife found a love letter written by another woman to this man. At this time, the man was 57 years old. Found the love letter. You would have thought this woman would bring the love letter up and cause trouble. She kept quiet. What she did was satanic and terrible. She took the three children to the river, and one by one she threw them in and went and wrote a letter to the man at home. You are going about with strange women. Go and start another family. Strange enemies. I pray that any taskmaster assigned against you shall be buried alive. When the taskmaster is in charge of your case, those who pray with you are scared away. Your former friends become aggressors when the taskmaster is in charge. When the taskmaster is in charge of your case, there will be fearful and life-threatening medical conditions. When the taskmaster is in charge, your helpers come under attack. When the taskmaster is in charge, there will be horrible dreams. Horrible dreams. Aggressive spirit wife, aggressive spirit husband. When the taskmaster is in charge of a case, the person goes from one accident to the other, from one accident to the other. When the taskmaster is in charge of somebody's case, that's why the people begin to see dead relatives in their dreams. They'll be talking about seeing ghosts. When the taskmaster is in charge of a case, there'll be chains of bad luck. Hearing strange voices. Suicidal thoughts. Multiple surgical operation that is not solving any problem. Dreaming and forgetting. When the taskmaster is in charge, how do we break that power? The first thing is to surrender your life to Jesus. That is not negotiable at all. Second thing is that you must completely repent from every known sin. Completely repent from any known sin. The third thing to do is to unbind your spirit and set it free from their captivity by the power of prayer. The next thing to do is to wage war against the taskmasters by praying what you call confrontational prayers. Confrontational prayers. Sometimes people desire to pray, but they cannot. Sometimes the highest prayer some people pray is when they come to a program like this. Sometimes there's low appetite for prayer. Former prayer strength is gone. Power and grace to fast has gone. Sleep is replacing the prayers. And Satan is binding them out. Once a person begins to feel like that, the grip of the taskmaster is already upon you. So are you here this day? You are physically tired. You are spiritually tired. They are attacking your mind. They are attacking your health. They are attacking your business. They are attacking your emotions. They are attacking everything that belongs to you. You deal with the taskmaster here today and see what is happening. When you bind the power of the taskmasters, you bind the power behind their powers, you'll experience total freedom. Rise up on your feet now. Rise up on your feet. If you are here this morning, and you are not born again, you cannot confront the taskmasters. Whatever you are, while all eyes are closed, you say, "Pastor, I want to surrender my life to Jesus." Just run quickly to the altar at the front here, or any of the two altars at the back. Make it very quickly. Today is a day of salvation. Tomorrow may be too late. Find a way quickly to the altar here, or any of the altars at the back. Jesus is waiting for you here. Hold up because we want to go and pray. Those of you at the front or at the altars, I congratulate you. You've taken the most important decision in life. Just bow down your head and say what I'm going to say after. Say, "Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you because you have brought me here to save me. Father, I confess my sins to you. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. As from today, I say bye-bye to the devil. I enter into the kingdom of light. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to pray with you now. Father, I thank you for your children here. I pray, oh Lord, that you uphold them by your power. That, Lord, you keep them standing. That the decision they've taken today shall be permanent in their life. It is well with you. In Jesus' name we pray. The rest of us, let's remain standing now. Remain standing and bow down your head. Everybody remain standing, bow down your head. Talk to the Lord now. Any sin in my life that will allow any taskmaster to continue to operate, Father, forgive me now. Talk to the Lord yourself. Bow down your heads and talk to the Lord. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus sets me free from sin and sorrow. The blood of Jesus sets me free. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus sets me free from sin and sorrow. The blood of Jesus sets me free. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus sets me free from sin and sorrow. There is power, there is power, there is power in the blood of Jesus. Power, there is power, power, there is power, power. There is power mighty in the blood. There is power mighty in the blood. In the blood. There is power mighty in the blood. Jesus Christ. In the blood,
there is power. In the blood,
there is power. In the blood, yes, in the blood,
there is power.
Amen. We have arrived at an arena now where we all need help. This is what is going to make me pray some prayers for you now. It is important that nobody's amen should be louder than yours. I want to pray that God should empower you here to disgrace every taskmaster that is assigned against your life. It's important that you concentrate on that prayer and let your amen be loud and clear. When I now ask you to begin to pray, we only have a short time to do the prayers, but that short time is good enough for what the Lord wants to do here today. Let me hear everybody's amen loud and clear. Is that the loudest amen you can say? Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you because you are a God that answered prayer. Your children are gathered here at this March Power Messenger. A month where they must march forward by fire and by signs and wonders. I pray right now, Holy Father, a power that cannot be insulted. Power from heaven. Power that can submerge any other power. All your children who are here this morning, let them receive that power now.
Receive it, 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 receive it,
in the name of Jesus. Every seed, every work, every agenda, every plan, every activity of the enemy on any life here, I kill it now. In the name of Jesus, every spirit manifesting against your destiny, every spirit manifesting against your breakthrough, I bind them and I cast them out now. In the name of Jesus, you that infirmity, the one in the eyes, you that infirmity, the one in the head, you that infirmity, the one swelling in the throat, you that infirmity, the one called cancer of the breast, you that infirmity, the one called cancer of the blood, you that infirmity, the one called anemia and fibro, you that infirmity, whatever name you are called, I command you to die in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, the root of any problem bothering anyone here, the root of any satanic challenge anyone here has, I command the root to dry up. In the name of Jesus, dry up, 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 dry up. In the name of Jesus, any power that has refused to let you go, no matter how strong they are, the forces of the mighty and the terrible, the forces of the taskmaster, I command you to die in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, masapotende ke yaboshende raba riba sapi ali katanda yaboshende raba. Aha, thank you Jesus. Now that you have received the power, is this time for you to now use your own mouth to contend with those who are contending with you, so that the Almighty too can contend with them. But you need to bring your petition to heaven. Can I hear all the sisters here shouting this loud and clear? Powers that will not let me go. Remember, Moses told Pharaoh, let my people go. The principal of the taskmaster said, no, they cannot go. Sisters, can I hear you shouting this again? You are a liar. Can I hear the brothers shouting the same thing? Is that the loudest the brothers can shout it? There is a man over there. Your sister talking like a gentleman. Can I hear you shouting it louder? Everybody together now. Die! In the name of Jesus.
Open your mouth, open your mouth. Today is today, enough is enough. This is not a day to negotiate. Makapota saponda kataraba. Riba sapi ali katanda kaya boshanta. Aha. Jesus' name we pray. What a pity. What a pity. I want you to double your aggression. Because some of these powers have been in our families and ancestral line for years. This is why this second prayer, please pray with a louder voice. Powers of evil family pattern. In the name of Jesus. Something is happening here. Basente katela bokoya boshente raba. Riba sapanda kaya bo shente raba kaya ba. Dana kantanda rabo sopola kaya bo shente raba. Deribo sapanda kaya bo shente rabo kolaba. Maria ba li katanda sanda. Bakapola katanda rabo sata. Break it. In Jesus' name we pray. That's better. Thank you, Jesus. This next prayer will release thousands and thousands of people onto uncommon breakthroughs. Say, yoke of the taskmasters. Pray in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth, open your mouth. Deal with them. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Basopata katala kaya boshanta. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha. Silence. I saw one here. Your destiny will arise and confuse your enemies. I saw one here. The angels of God are overhauling your body completely now. I have a word for somebody here. I don't know who you are. The Lord said I should tell you that in this month, it will move you from the back to the front. I have another one for somebody here. The Lord said I should tell you that your time of favor has come. I have a word for another person here. The Lord said I should tell you that the cage of nonentity has broken to pieces. Aha. That person over there, the things the enemy says you will never have. This month the foundation shall be laid. That's right. All your hidden glories shall manifest. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The voice of the Lord shall mention your name for promotion. Simple prayer. That God said we should pray three times. And he said each of those three times that there is nobody on the line who is inside this program or who is watching this program that will not have at least one testimony. This particular prayer, we're going to pray it three violent times. Can I hear you shouting the way I'm shouting my own? My problem! Fall down and die! In the name of Jesus! Open your mouth and pray. Satan da katala bokoyaba riba sopende kaya bo shentela ba. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Jesus' name we pray. That's the first prayer. There's somebody who prayed that prayer. The Lord said, I should tell you that that which is making you to cry has become your testimony as from today. There's somebody who prayed that prayer. Check your body now. That strange infirmity has gone back to the senders. Get ready. This is number two. As we pray this number two, every wall of Jericho facing anyone shall collapse instantly. My problem! Hear the word of the Lord! Down! In the name of Jesus. Masentekita! River Saponda Kayabo Shenta. There is somebody who prayed that prayer. The Lord said, I should tell you that this particular month, all your foreign benefits the enemy has stolen shall be restored back to you. And you shall recover 10 times everything that you have lost. Aha. 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 This is the final time. One for God the Father, one for God the Son, one for God the Holy Spirit. This is the final time. Open your mouth and pray it again. Jesus, move. In Jesus' name we pray. Let somebody here laugh the enemy to scorn. Let's laugh them to scorn. Laugh them to scorn after the order of Elijah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. If you believe the Lord has answered that prayer, shout three Jericho destroying, hallelujah. Amen. Listen very carefully. This is a month of March. A month where you will march upon every serpent and scorpion. The Lord said he has some strange works to do here today. Have your seat, please. If you are in this meeting today, and this month of March is your birthday, rise up on your feet, please. Also, if you are in this meeting today, and this month is your wedding anniversary, rise up on your feet too. I'm going to pronounce the blessings of God upon your life and receive it by fire. Father, I thank you for your children that are standing now. Lay your hands upon their lives in the name of Jesus. As you are celebrating your birthday this month, this particular month will signal the beginning of greater breakthroughs for your life. In the name of Jesus, you shall move from strength to strength and from glory to glory. And those celebrating their wedding anniversary too, it shall be well with that wedding. Shall be well with the marriage. No weapon formed against your marriage shall prosper. The Almighty shall move you from strength to strength and from glory to glory. The prayer I'm praying for you now shall bring mighty testimonies to your life. In the name of Jesus. And by this time next year, if Jesus tarries in his coming, you'll be a bigger bundle of testimonies. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. A louder amen. Those of you standing up, you are just forming a larger part of a prayer history. Because henceforth, at the Palm of Change and Services, we shall be praying for those whose birthday fall on that month and whose wedding anniversary fall on that month. Stretch forth your prayer request now. Father, we thank you. For you are the God that answered by fire. We stretch our prayer letters to you. By this time next month, let every point written on this paper become mighty testimonies. In the name of Jesus, the power of God will arise for your sake. And he who answers by fire shall answer your prayers by fire. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Put the prayer letter away with a smile on your face. All eyes closed. The Lord has some strange works to do in our midst. In our midst here. All eyes closed. Father, we are before you now. You have all powers in your hand. You have never failed your people. And anytime your people call upon you, you always answer by fire. Father, I'm praying for all those who are here this particular morning. And the enemy is sitting upon that which will make them great. Right there where such people are, let your power fall upon them. Let that yoke be broken in the name of Jesus. Father, I'm also praying for those whose blessings and virtues are presently hidden inside the waters. simply because you come from a riverine area. You, the powers of the waters, sitting on anyone's breakthrough here, by the name which is above all names, Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, release that which you have stolen in the name of Jesus. Whether the devil likes it or not, possess your possession in the name of Jesus. I'm praying for those that are here. There's an evil mark on the forehead. There's a mark on the belly button. There's a mark upon the womb. But that mark, which has been disturbing your life, let the blood of Jesus wipe away all the evil marks. In the name of Jesus. I decree upon somebody here, every power that hates your existence shall be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Whether it is convenient for the enemy or not, whether the enemy likes it or not, rewrite your family history for good in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Stretch forward your two hands like somebody about to receive a giant gift, and let there be silence. The angels of the living God that are dispatched after this meeting, they are moving about, putting something in every hand. Let there be silence. That which you have lost for years, you are getting it back by fire. Where the enemy said you cannot reach, you are reaching there by fire. Possess your possession. 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 In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And those who are here today, and you have been saying in your heart, Father, let my case be mentioned here today. The Lord said, I should tell you that what I'm saying right now is the seal of your testimony. Thank you, Jesus. Aha. Aha. The Lord has done a strange healing work on somebody. Make sure you talk to somebody at the front before you go. The Lord will bless you from Zion and make his face to shine upon you. Just written that you to the hills will raise up your head. From there comes your help. Your help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. You will not suffer your feet to be moved. For if that keepeth you will not slumber, that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord shall keep you going and you're coming out. The Lord shall keep you in all your ways. No evil shall befall you. Neither shall any plague come near your camp. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let us share the grace in fellowship. Jericho destroying, hallelujah.